Singapore total fertility rate or TFR fell to a record low of 0.87 in 2025 from 0.97 in 2024. Xiao liao. What does this mean for the property market over the next 10 to 20 years? Will this pose a significant impact onto the property market? Before anything else, let us hear what DPM Gan has to say in Parliament.
This is in fact the lowest birth number ever in our recorded history. The overall trend is also of grave concern. Marriage rates have come down. Those who are married have fewer children or no children. Our birth rate has reached a new low. Our preliminary resident total fertility rate, TFR, for 2025 is 0.87. This is a significant drop from the TFR of 0.97, many of you quoted, the year before, and much lower than the TFR of 1.24 just a decade ago.
Personally, I'm equally concerned on the low birth rate because it will have a wider implication on Singapore economy, labour market, our social fabric, and yes, to our property market. Here, this is my assessment. Firstly, weaker household formation will gradually reduce underlying demand for larger family homes, such as bigger house. With fewer young couples and children, demand may shift towards smaller units, 1 to 2 bedrooms apartments. If household formation is getting smaller, will bigger apartments and landed property continue to be attractive? Or will compact apartment become the new preferred lifestyle choice instead? Secondly, we could see an increase in demand for prime location properties from singles, double income, no kids, and smaller families. They will most likely prefer property that are accessible and convenient. I've already seen such trends slowly emerging in the property market. However, the impact of a declining TFR will have minimal impact if Singapore continue to adopt an open-door immigration policy. DPM Gan has already said that Singapore expects to take in between 25,000 and 30,000 new citizens a year over the next 5 years. About 25,000 individuals become Singapore citizens in 2025, and an increase of 21,300 citizenship were granted yearly between 2020 and 2024. As for PRs, the number of new PRs is also expected to increase to about 40,000 a year over the next 5 years. In 2025, around 35,000 people become PRs. This means new citizens and PR will increase by 17% and 14% respectively. This obviously means overall housing demand is likely to increase. Here, we have already seen that happening in the past decade or so with new citizens and PR supporting the resale market. For this time around, it will not be any difference. Let's face it, we don't have enough of us. Young Singaporeans are getting married later or choose to remain singles. Those interested in starting a family, if any, will say, "Jige gao liao." Here, getting married or having children is a personal choice. Let us respect their decisions. However, for those planning to start a family, let me propose some bold ideas to help reverse this trend. For all eligible couples that have up to one child, they will only be limited to buy up to 4-room BTO flats. Sorry ho, young married couple don't need so much space one. This one, not I say one. One politician has said this before. You need a very small space to have sex. Then, what about those with 2 or more children? 5-room BTO flats should only be reserved for bigger families. Family with more children should be given priority for bigger flats. This is common sense. For those that have 3 or more children, we should let them big one. Let them buy a 3rd subsidized BTO flat. Ho se liao, confirm our TFR will shoot through the roof overnight. Then, what about those that are not eligible for BTO flats? Very simple. For Singapore household with 2 children, 50% discount on prevailing ABSD on all residential properties. For family with 3 or more children, no ABSD. I confirm chop there will be taker. Especially the Chinese. The number already say it all. There's a decline in Chinese birth being proportionally larger at a drop of 15% compared to 2024. Why leh? Because instead of having children, they buy property. You don't believe in me? Just walk in to any show flat this weekend to see for yourself. Anyway, regarding the formation of the work group to look into the marriage and parenthood reset. Here, can I have a humble suggestion? Minister Ms. Indrani Raja has been assisting DPM Gan in the National Population and Talent Division and oversees the marriage and parenthood portfolio since the last term of government. I humbly suggest they find another minister with a proven track record to co-lead this work group. Otherwise, I very worried for Singapore come 2030. Will our TFR be hitting below 0.8? If that is going to happen, Singapore 还有得救吗? I got a feeling the outcome will be relatively the same unless the government take bold and decisive steps. Tackle on the property front. I know Singaporeans very well. They very gainly want. To sum it up, I have no regrets about starting a family. I told my wife before that I would rather have two children and live in a 3-room HDB flat and eat Maggie Mee all my life rather than own a large property with no one to inherit it. At the end of the day, let's face it, you will most likely be left to charity or religious causes. And to me, that is the worst outcome I want for my legacy.